This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35. You're listening to The Evening Edition with Kelvin, Lin and Ayman. Keith Kam is in the studio with us for the Market Wrap. We're talking about Industry 4.0 today. That's something of a buzzword these days, along with disruptive tech and the gig economy. While it is important to have MNCs, large manufacturers adopt new advancements, smaller firms should also take note of these developments too.
Yeah, many large corporations have already announced allocations in their capex to upgrade their operations, whether in manufacturing or logistics or providing services. All this obviously is aimed at, well, at the end of the day, to do what they do, what they're already doing efficiently, right, quicker, with fewer defects and or complaints. Now, along the way also, you might find that you won't need as many staff. So there's efficiency there. You don't need to depend on foreign labor so much. You don't have to put up with people going on MCs and things like that. So, you know, and but whatever staff that you have left behind, you're going to have to get them to improve their skills. So this is upskilling and it contributes more to the K economy, the knowledge economy. Now, back in October last year, MITI kickstarted this. It launched the National Policy on Industry 4.0, which they very cleverly termed as Industry 4WRD. I think it's pronounced Industry Forward.
Forward, yes.
That's what Ong Kian Ming told us anyway. And this was actually targeted at SMEs because, and today, as a follow-up to that, MITI, that's the International Trade Industry Ministry, along with the US ASEAN Business Council, they organized a workshop to include SMEs into this fourth industrial revolution and to bring them further along the line. So this is MITI Minister Datuk Darrell Lay King talking about why it is important for Malaysian businesses to prepare themselves for Industry 4.0 to help them go beyond our borders.
It is not only in Malaysia, but all Southeast Asia, all of Asia, all of America and Europe and Africa, that without us moving towards this particular platform, this particular technology, we will be left behind. How we embrace it is important. When and who can partake and impart to us is an opportunity.
That was International Trade and Industry Minister Datuk Darrell Lay King on Industry 4.0. But just how significant is the SME sector actually for Malaysia?
So here are some figures that I got. SMEs contribute 37.4% to the country's GDP last year, and Putrajaya is setting a target of 50% in about 10 years' time. And apart from GDP contribution, so SMEs also employ 66% of people, and the government wants that to come up to 80%, and SMEs' contribution to total export value now at 18%. Government is aiming for 30%. Current turnover is more than 60 billion ringgit. And SME Corp, they have found that 32% of these SMEs have digitalized their businesses. They are hoping to get all of them digitalized by 2024.
Now, on to stocks on Bursa. Today, we see a new listing on the LEAP market. That's a platform for SMEs who want to raise capital from the public, right?
Yeah, so that's what the LEAP market is aimed to do. It aims to do. And Baba Eco Group, that's the latest company to go public. It is a gardening supplies company. It manufactures biodegradable flower pots as well as eco-friendly organic fertilizers and natural pesticides. That's a different Baba. I mean, they use the Baba brand as well. I was confused for a while. From the listing proceeds, it is also looking to expand further overseas. Its IPO price was at 13 cent. It did fairly well this morning. It opened at 23% premium at 16 cent. Closed the same as well at 16 cent today.
Keith, thank you very much for that Market Wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.